There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along and easy to get in touch with the show. The text line and the phone line, as they've been for 17 plus years, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Plus, you can leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. And thank you for that texter earlier that talked about using it not only to listen to the station, but if you miss a show, you miss part of a show, like they said yesterday, they missed the first half of the conversation with Sheriff Birch, but they could go back when it shows up. The first place our podcast posts are to the app. You went and caught up for the 30 minutes that they hadn't heard and get back on time. So check out the app. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's free. It's sitting if you're an iPhone user, it's at the App Store. Android users, go to Google Play. Either place, you can get the FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, good to get this man back in studio, and a lot to talk about this hour, but I know how we're going to start out, how I want to start out. Mobile County Commissioner Randall Dewitt, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
And good to have you here. I saw what you have said about the passing of Sam Cochran. I want to talk more with you about that because I had my experiences, but people I know that worked in Sheriff's Department or worked at MPD with him, just how important he was to people he worked with, not just to public safety outside for the but to the people he worked with.
Yeah, it's a tragedy, of course. You know, Sam is the sheriff, mm-hmm. the chief, mm-hmm. You know, my entire adult life, and I think, you know, I posted on Facebook, other than my father, there's been no other man, male figure in my life that's been more influential, you know, and I'm appreciative of him. Not only, you know, he supported me, and you know, back when I ran for office, Sam wasn't a big public endorser,
right.
But he did for me, and I appreciate that. But more than that, I appreciate the positions he allowed me to work in, the things he allowed me to do, allowed me to represent the sheriff's office in Montgomery for 15 years, and trusting me enough to do that. You know, he was a, you're right. There's his influence will be felt for a long time, not only through law enforcement and the things he done for the sheriff's office that Paul continues to do today. But even the people that he trusted and that he helped get in offices that care about their community, and I'm one of them.
That's what I've heard from, like, you and two other people I've spoken to about this, that he would find somebody and say, hey, you know, you're really good at this thing, and develop that talent in somebody.
Yeah, he it's a funny story if I got just a second.
You got it.
Two weeks before the sheriff asked me to go to Montgomery and speak at a public hearing about a bill we were trying to get passed. Somebody called me and said he stepped out in the hall at the administration building and said, if I hear Randall Dewitt's name one more time this week, I want him fired. So that's, you know, kind of our relationship. And but it really developed over the last, you know, now 20 years, but 15 years. You know, it was, you know, he calls, and Ben Brooks was in the Senate mm-hmm. at the time and was carrying a bill that was really a statewide bill that would really, we had went back to school after that summer, and every school in Mobile County, I think it cost $500,000 to replace air conditioning units, and it was a scrap metal bill.
Oh, when they were stealing all that, yeah.
That we worked so hard on to get some regulations on that. So that was kind of my introduction to the legislature, and then, you know, he said, man, you're doing a good job up there. I'd like you to continue. And so we did. And that, you know, that's really when we formed our friendship more than a boss-employee relationship, you know.
That, I mean, that's what I continue to hear, that he would lift up the people that he was around, yeah, that he worked with. That I get these stories from so many individuals that, here's what Sam Cochran did for me. Mm-hmm. Here's what he took me aside and said, you know, you could do this, or I support you in this. Have you thought about doing this? Maybe if you do this, and people have had success from, yeah, it.
And a deep thinker. Sam never made an abrupt decision. I mean, I know sometimes it's hard to believe in law enforcement, and I'm sure he's had to when he was a street cop.
Yeah.
But he always thought everything through. So if you had a question for him, like when I decided to run for office, and I went and saw him, and I thought we were pretty good friends, you know, and I figured it'd be a high five and let's go. Mm-hmm. And he said, let me think about it. Well, 2 or 3 days passed by, and I got to worrying that he wasn't even going to support me. But he thinks it through and what the implications of everything was, you know. And he just a smart, astute guy when it come to law enforcement and politics. I mean, it's his influence will be felt for a long time in this community as far as law enforcement and politics are concerned.
Yeah, it seems to me. I mean, there's what is written down, and we can go and talk about the successes. But you and other folks I've talked to, that's a legacy when you still have people on this earth that are saying, this was a good guy. This guy helped me this way. This, I mean, that resonates.
And, you know, you go to Facebook, man, and everybody's always got something negative to say on Facebook. And I haven't seen a negative comment, mm-mm, about Sam. And I don't, you know, people can be cruel and crude.
Behind
a
keyboard,
they don't,
yeah,
care if you've passed away or not. But there's not been a negative comment about him. And I saw Jim Crow's, the cartoonist for, mm-hmm, the papers, and he talked about how he really had no business with Sam because he could never have a scandal to draw a cartoon about him. So, you know, so just a all-around great guy. And just, you know, everybody keep his family, his children, and his wife in their prayers, and certainly his friends as well. But a great guy. We're going to miss him. And
yeah, I can't imagine tomorrow what the, you know, talk about going from Corpus down to Memorial Gardens. Yeah. I don't know the number of vehicles, but it will be a whole bunch.
See, it will be. It'll be.
It's a turnout like.
Yeah. He had so much of an impact on so many people's lives.
But it's and it's good to continue to tell those stories through folks like you that worked with him. Yeah, you know, there's some of us, like I interviewed him a lot. He was on the show, and we talk and report about stories. And that's one side. That stuff's important. But to get the what you didn't know, yeah, is he did this for me. He did this for this family. He did this for these other folks. Mm-hmm. Those stories are really awesome. That I think that's – if any of us can have a legacy – having people still on earth talking about you like that, yeah, pretty good.
That's great. He's a one of a kind. I don't think there's any others out there like him.
That's what I've been hearing from so many folks. Before we even get into all the other questions, I know that I hear this, and I think it started off with me telling you about my eldest, my daughter, telling me about this really cool park. She thought she had figured something out that dad, mm-hmm, didn't know, on the way to Dolphin Island. And I tell that story sometimes, but there are several people on the text line that say they just love the park.
Yeah. Well, since I was here last, we've opened the boardwalk up now. I think it was actually a couple weeks after I was here the last time. And
Bayfront Park. So, yeah. What, I mean, that location is awesome, but it was, before this started, it needed right, help. I mean, it wasn't exactly a jewel, right?
The county had owned that piece of property. And I won't get into the history. I've already told the history of it. And, you know, I love, if I get off on history, we won't quit talking about it. But they own that park since 1920s. It was given to them by an old railroad, and I'll just leave it at that. And I don't think it had ever been renovated since the 1920s.
But, looked like it,
there
yeah,
was some old swing sets, some old buildings, old restrooms there. It had taken some beatings from some storms in the past. And, you know, to turn it into what it is now, it really... what I anticipated and what it ended up being, I couldn't even imagine how nice it was going to be until I got there and saw the final product.
Well, and it's great to have a facility that's new and improved like that, because that's what it takes to get – it was a weird thing. I've talked about this before. Even when they were talking about the park up here at Brooklyn, the city was, I said, you grow up here and you get blinders, I guess, when people say, well, there's real no access to the water around Mobile. And I'm like, oh – and I just thought, because we always launched our little boats and went out. But I started thinking about it. I said, those people are correct. We don't promote enough places that people who live here can go get in the water.
And that's been a big focus of mine. You know, when I said when I ran for office, I've told you this before, that you and I live on dirt roads, so mm-hmm. we understand. But people, you know, they're like, you know, you would think that people would be like, I want my dirt road paved. And you get that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, I get an overwhelming amount of calls about access to the water and boat ramps and fishing and beaches. And so mm-hmm. that's been a big focus of mine in that Dolphin Island Parkway corridor between the bridge and 188. And so it's really coming along there.
Well, we talk about that when we come back, too. It's already starting to build up on its own, which I like as well. Coming back, your questions, we'll get those on the text line, 251-343-0106. Our guest, Commissioner Dewitt.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good time to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. First up here, precious metals prices, gold and silver. What are we looking at today?
Well, they're down. Gold is under 4,100. Silver is under 60. So a lot of people have been coming in, and you know, some people first timers just investing into gold and silver for the first time. A lot of people are adding into their collection and stacking. So it's a great time to come in and put some money away into silver or gold.
Also, while we're there, and I keep pointing this out because we talk about precious metals a bunch, but precious metals fashioned and gemmed into jewelry out there. Got an amazing selection. The stuff that people won't see, you know, at the box store. I mean, you can get real unique pieces.
Yeah, some of them are actually, you know, heirlooms or even brooches that have been turned into a ring. So it's very unique pieces. You wouldn't find them at the clone stores.
Right.
Just because the big box stores, a lot of them sell very similar pieces. So you can get very unique, one-of-a-kind, either a gemstone, diamond ring, or earrings. You know, we have new pieces coming into the case every single day.
Okay, tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can find us on Facebook or go to our website, mobilebaycoins.com, or call us here at the shop. Phone number is 251-725-1590.
Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
All right. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Continue our conversation with Mobile County Commissioner Randall Dewitt. This week, start off, y'all had your meeting on Monday. And the story, I mean, y'all probably maybe handled other things, but the stories I saw coming out of that was data centers, which I don't know if you know, that's a big talking point around the country these days.
It is. We had some people, it was nothing on our agenda about it, but we had six people there signed up to talk about it.
Were they asking?
I don't know where people come up with information. They weren't really asking questions. They were asking us what we could do about it, which, you know, the answer is nothing. And people don't understand that. They don't understand how we can do nothing. It's very simple. We don't have any home rule. People say, well, I have to get a permit to build this. Well, that's permitting. That's not zoning. You can get a permit, Sean, and build anything you want on your property as mm-hmm. long as you get a permit for it. They say, well, I couldn't even give my kids a piece of property that I own. That's not zoning. That's subdivision regulations. And all of that stuff is set up by state statute, not by the county. We don't make laws. We just enforce what the state legislature gives us to enforce.
We've said this many times, y'all, how much goes through Montgomery.
And zoning in the county is not one of them.
So y'all don't make the decisions on what's zoned?
No, there is no zone. If you want to build a McDonald's on your property in the woods where you live, mm-hmm. you can build a McDonald's there. It's the county. You know, people talk about, well, we need to get a referendum so we can get – well, be careful. Because if you do, guess what? Those rules apply to you, too. Not just the people you don't want building here. It applies to you. I tell you what I'm about. And I'm not for or against the data center up in the north end of the county if they build it.
Yeah.
Other than the economic impact it has on the county.
Well, what about that? Because, I mean, you know, I've said before, one of the reasons I think, I'm sure there's a bunch of different reasons, but one of the reasons these things get pushback is they don't come with the jobs of a whatever's coming to town. There's a big ribbon cutting and we're going to be, you know, the press release goes out, X number of jobs. I don't hear those as much. So, I mean,
this particular data center, and I've met with I think it's Beacon. They came down and met because I had questions and I asked them to come down. So, number one, you're taking almost 700 acres of timberland and turn it into industrial land, which that in itself, the ad valorem tax goes up.
Yeah.
So that's going to create, but I think it's going to generate about $50 million for the county and about $50 million for the school system. So
in the taxes on it.
In the tax department. So, you know, people talk about it. There's no jobs. Not only are there jobs, and no, there's not 1,000 jobs, but let's say that Airbus or Austal creates 1,000 pipe fitter jobs.
Yeah, and that's the stories we usually talk about. That so-and-so's opening
those
up.
Those pipe fitters are going to make $60,000, $70,000 a year. Well, they're creating 250 permanent jobs at this data center. The average salary is $115,000 a year. And that don't sound like a lot, but I put a pen to paper. That's $29 million a year just in salaries at this place. So I think there's so many misconceptions, and maybe I'm being fooled. I don't know. I'm not saying that I haven't been fooled, but I have talked to the people and asked them the questions. And the old days, I think you had open-loop systems with cooling, mm-hmm. and you dumped all this water through these data centers, and it went through, and then you dumped it. Well, this is a closed-loop system. They're gonna use about 6,000 gallons of water a day. To put that in perspective, because I talked to South Alabama Utilities, who will be providing that water, if you took that 600 acres and developed it into houses, you could probably build 12 or 1,400 houses on it. 6,000 gallons of water a day equals about 40 households a day. That's what 40 households would use. So,
and in talking to the utility, they said they can service that and not have any loss for their current customers.
That's right. No, absolutely. Just met yesterday with Mr. Donnie Cunningham at South Alabama Utilities. He said that's nothing, you know. 6,000 gallons a day, but
and then the power thing comes up. Too.
I don't know where I haven't talked to anybody at the power company. I don't know where. I don't understand how
they're saying. Well, almost, more use is going to raise the rates.
You're my neighbor.
Yeah, we are.
You live a mile from me. If you build an industrial complex at your house, mm-hmm. and you pay your, how does that affect? I don't understand. Maybe I don't understand that part of it, but I don't see how what you do on your property affects my power bill at my property. Particularly, I guess, and I'm not a defender of Alabama Power. I'll get on them in a second. But I think there's some kind of rate freeze increase freeze right now.
Through 2029, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't understand that part. I understand the noise pollution part, which usually comes from backup generators at these locations, is my understanding from talking to them, because I ask all these questions about how much water.
Yeah, I've heard about the noise before. Yeah. There's one in North Alabama, guy goes out every day, lives there, and posts the noise.
So that's apparently from generators. This is an AI, artificial intelligent backup database is what this is, data center. And I ask him, I'm like, why would you build a data center down here in a hurricane-prone area?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good question.
Lose power and stuff. And he says, if that place loses power, we don't care, because the data that's there just transfers to another data center. It's not the end use of the data.
Okay.
So it goes there, and then it's transferred to other databases across the world or country or whatever for that data to be used. So it's even if the power goes out. He said they could not turn the power back on. So there's no backup generators there to say that. And I think that's what sometimes and maybe there's something else that makes noise. I don't know. I'm not a data.
All those servers.
I'm
in
not
there,
a
maybe.
Data center expert. But
if they didn't have power, then but the server's going to have to be. You got big AC units on it. You got to keep it cool. Yeah. And, you know, got the.
But I think it shuts down. I mean, if the power goes out, the whole place shuts down. You don't need the cooling. You don't need. So there's no generators, backup generators on the property, period. That's already been asked and discussed. They're building Like I said, they're buying nearly 700 acres, 600 and some odd acres. The footprint of this data center is 90 acres of that. So, and they're building right in the middle. And you and I both know that's over a mile and a half square mile.
Mm-hmm. 640 is a square.
Yeah, 640 is a square. So it's over a mile, square mile, and they're building right in the middle. So, here's the other thing. And I've been called everything from a crook to a sellout to taking money under the table and signing no disclosure agreements and everything else this week because of my comments. But I'll tell you what I'm about. I'm about people's personal rights on their property. And if you want, and I'll say it again, it's not my job to petition the state legislature on your behalf.
And that's, I want to come back to that y'all do not have. It is not the county commission that makes the zoning. You don't have the legal.
We don't have the authority to do it. We have no authority to do anything outside. When you talk about our subdivision regulations and our permitting, that's all legislatively done by the state. They send it down to us, and we enforce what the state law is. We don't have the ability to increase your taxes. We don't have the power to other than special things like this personal property business tax, the state. There's a state law.
Don't get me started.
Well, they've given us some leverage to do that, and we're going to do it. They say that we can exempt $100,000, and we're going to do that. But other than what...
Because my microwave back there is completely depreciated in the back.
We do not increase your taxes. We do not reduce your taxes. That's a function of the legislature. You know, people, well, what do you do then? Why are you here? Well, we got 1,800 employees. We're the budgetary authority for the Revenue Commissioner's Office, the probate court, the courts, some of the courts, public works, the sheriff's office, the jail. We just talked about great parks, in my opinion, that I'm building in my district. That's what we do. You know, people, if you want to know what we do, we have a YouTube page. You can watch every county commission meeting. You can come to the county commission. You can call me.
So you're being that. You feel like you're being.
I want people to understand, and I want people to understand this about me. I live in the county. I moved to the county for a reason. Mm-hmm. I don't want more big government. I like it just the way it is. Mm-hmm. I think I know you well enough to say you feel the same way as I do. We live in the county for a reason, and it's because I don't want to have to buy the permits that they make me buy to do stuff on my property now. So.
Right.
But people need to remember, if you go into a situation with home rule, it don't just apply to the data center. It don't just apply to the solar panel farm.
Yeah, and it's a question about that. You know, and I've been talking about this for months, and I understand where people are coming from. At the same time, I'm like, but private property. Now, when people say, well, what if that gets off on somebody else's land? Well, now that's a different story. Yeah. If you do something that affects... You had runoff or something like that. Well, there's mechanisms, and I'd say you come down hard on that. But outside of that, I mean, it's just – and I don't know how much of this is to worry about utility rates, how much it's a water use, which, by the way, Matt says that 6,000 is not even a full tanker truck of water, relatively small. But or is it this question that they don't like AI and they don't like
maybe
so the only way to fight that is trying to fight – the brains of it or the data centers of it?
I think there's some huge conspiracy stuff that goes around nationwide and people buy into it, and then it just becomes a talking points. But I've done some research on it. And again, I'm not for or against it. If they build it, great. It'll be great for our economy. It'll be great for the jobs. But I want to add this. It's being built on a piece of a deemed piece of industrial property, okay?
This was open to... Some other industry could have gone in there.
It's being built between the two trash household trash landfills in Mobile for the city and the private companies in the county. Household garbage, it's on one side, and on the other side is one. There's two chemical plants on either side, and right across the street is a steel mill. I can't think of a better place to build a data center, but that's just me.
It is interesting. I mean, that these, you know, places like this one specifically for Calvert. I know that neighborhood well. We're not talking about, I mean, even though zoning is zoning, it doesn't matter if it was in timberland, but this is industrial hub in that area.
It's, I'll say two more things about it. People say, well, let them build it in your front yard. Well, guess what? I wish they would. quite honestly, right across 100 feet from my front door, which is not my family property, like everybody says. I don't own any property. They just sold that to a home developer. They're about to build 400 houses right across the street from where I've been for 20 years. And there's no, if people want to think of they're affected, that affects me. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I can do to stop that because there's nothing I can do. But and then somebody on Facebook said they need to check my banking account and see how much money I got from the data center. But I want everybody to know if I publicly put out my checking account, would y'all be willing to start a GoFundMe page for me?
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, that thing gets thrown out on social media a whole bunch, that default, like, you know, back when, you know, Ben Raines and I had a conversation about the solar thing. They said, well, Sean's got a vested interest. Like, I don't. Yeah, I don't. It's just an opinion. Like, sometimes people have opinions that aren't a paid-for opinion. And we want to get yours when we come back. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
.154 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. By the way, too, tomorrow about 6 o'clock, I think. I don't have the note in front of me. Liars Contest down at Dolphin Island. Get to see y'all. A lot of folks I see like once a year. I'll see them at the rodeo, and I'll be down there judging again for the Liars Contest, and then we'll be doing Midday Mobile from noon to 2 on Friday, and a special outdoors show from 11 to noon on Saturday. So stop by and see us on the island. It's going to be a good one. I hadn't heard the ticket numbers yet because they kind of keep it quiet, but I just have a feeling when you call different JCs and just how their attitude is, I think it's going to be a good number.
I think so. I went down Saturday and they had five lines for T-shirts, and it was about a 40-minute wait in each line to get a T-shirt. So
our conversation from Monday, y'all, they are restocking. So Cody told me on the show, they are restocking T-shirts, y'all. So there you go, because I know they ran out of
stuff. But if you fish the rodeo, by the time you get back Sunday, there's usually not a shirt. That's why I go down on the weekend before when
or there's not one that would fit us.
Yeah, well.
They'll be like, I got some mediums. I'm like, but that doesn't apply. I could sew a couple of them together out there. But, yeah, get your shirts, and we'll see you at the rodeo. Speaking of which, too, Stalk Cedar Point.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
One other thing, Ben Reynolds will be down there with you judging the Liars Contest.
Yeah, and Ben talked to him. He said he's in. I said, well, join the crowd. There's he's like the new kid. He's our pledge.
Yeah. He's young. He's I call him a kid. Him and Josh Woods, I'm like, you two kids. But for those who didn't see, I awarded the contract for the boat ramp across from Cedar Point. That's a $6.5 million, $7 million project that doesn't cost taxpayers a penny. Come out of the royalties from our natural gas rigs.
Go Mesa.
For those who don't know, and thank you, Commissioner Blankenship and Governor Ivey, because there's a lot of projects in my district. But it's been awarded. We've given the notice to proceed. M.D. Robinson out of Orange Beach will be doing that project. They're the same ones that did the ecotourism park there at the island. Never done any work for the county, but I'm excited to see what kind of work they did. And I met them, and I said, I went to the pre-construction meeting. I said, I don't care what you do with this boat ramp. I said, but go down to Billy Goat Hole. Whatever they did there, don't do that.
Don't do it. So I'm going to ask you, because I ask you this, I think maybe we talked about it on the air, or maybe not. Can you describe what the plan is? Because I'm thinking, I'm picturing it. Lord knows I've traveled through there 100,000 times in my life. Where are we going to park? I mean, where's the launch going to be? Where are we parking?
Go to the county's social medias, or either Mobile County, MobileCountyAL.gov, I think, is our website. It's crazy. I don't even know our own website. But anyway, go there, and there's pictures of it all over. And I can post them on my Facebook. I can send them to you, and you can post them on the radio. But we're going to have to do some reclaiming of some land there, kind of like the shoreline restoration project we got going just north of it.
Yep.
It's going to come in, and there will be
so you're going to expand the land there?
Yeah, it'll rip-wrap into that new shoreline restoration.
Okay, so it's going to tie into that stuff out to the east? Okay, I mean, good, because I was looking at it. I was excited about having a launch there, but I was like, where in the heck are we going to park?
The plans say 40, I think, parking spots for boats and trailers, okay, and 20-something, but I'm hoping to get in there with the contractor and rearrange that, and I've worked with Aldot to get some more parking up against the road, and I'm going to pay for a guardrail on Aldot's right away so we can have parking along the guardrail on our property.
On the east side of the guardrail?
Yes, yeah, on the east side of the guardrail. And then I'm going to take some of these vehicle parking spots and turn them into boat parking. I know there's not that, to me, there's not a need for that many parking spots. But, you know, it's also going to be utilized by the oystermen. They're going to be able to get off of that road. It's been a dangerous situation for many, many years. I think last year, three oystermen got hit by cars. So they're going to put the state's going to put their trailer there during oyster season. The oystermen will be able to use that parking lot to weigh or size their report their oysters.
Good deal. I appreciate you coming
Thank you.
All right, Commissioner DeWitt, our guest, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. For now, though, Paul Feinbaum Show takes over in just minutes. Y'all have a great one.